it's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack it's your face happen. Off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:05 Pacific Standard Time. The date today, Tuesday, March 31st. The station or website, morelikeradio.com, which can only mean one thing. You are listening to the most controversial, the most in touch, the king of kings, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, Johnny Five, and this can only be my time now. Thank you guys for tuning in. What's up? How you doing? Listen, shit is fucking for real, and there's just so much. There's so much to talk about in this moment right now that it's insane. There's a level of insane that I can't, like, I don't even know where to start. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Mine has been fucking horrific. Working this new job that I have, you know, it's been pretty horrific. So, you know, it's like, right now, managing a store. Yesterday, I had this lady just kind of, long story short, rip me a new one because, you know, I typically tend to stand up for my employees to the best of my ability. You know, I don't want anybody to feel thrown under the bus. So, yes, there is that point where I talk to them, they get a little scolding. There's also that point where I agree with the customer, but there's also that point where I go, you know, well, here's the situation, though, and this is probably why that happened. And last night was no different. I had a lady telling me about, you know, one of my employees saying this, that, and the other, and, you know, I tried to clarify to the lady that, hey, lady, what you think you heard my server has said to me was actually not whatever, which is what you thought you heard, but don't worry about it, okay? And this lady freaked the fuck out, dude. She was like, oh, so you're going to take her side, this, that, and the other, and, you know, you like you disrespecting me and my kids, and you're lucky my husband isn't here. And it was like, what are you talking about, lady? Like, just fucking yelling at me forever and a day. So she has to speak to the general manager to get her number, get his number. Went to the back, wrote it down, gave it to her. As I'm saying, he'll be in the morning. She goes, ugh, get a Tic Tac. Your breath stinks. I'm like, first off, little lady, I'm not that close to you for you to even fucking smell that shit. Second off, you're way too fucking small, even if I was that close to you, for you to smell it. So it's like there's still a distance issue. And third off, I'm like, you're in front of your kids. This is how you're teaching them to act? And one of my servers was like, oh, I know her son. Pretty sure he's gay. I don't know how that was important, right? But I instantly jumped in going, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's gay too, because if she was my mom, I'd be sucking all available cocks. And it's just, you know, how, and she didn't pay her bill, by the way. She walked out. Black lady, of course. And it's like, how could you be that type of example to your kid? You know, it's like, come on, man, get your life together for real. Like, shit, dude. And it's just kind of like a small little taste, but I found that situation funny, because it's like, you know, I think to myself how when I say shit like niggas are the worst and people get at me about it, I honestly, you know, maybe this is just my experience. But I honestly have never had any other race, maybe Spanish. But aside from Spanish, I haven't had any other race talk down at me. Not even to me. Not even talk down to me, but talk down at me the way niggas do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never had a cop talk down at me. Never had a white person talk down at me. You know, I've never... You know, like, maybe my uncle's wife's sister, but even her, I put in her fucking place, you know, and I can't do that at work. I can't fucking put these people in their rightful places, because I'll lose my goddamn job. You're probably fucking my freedom, too, because I'll end up in jail fucking around with one of these cunts, you know, but it's just like, it's, excuse me. It's crazy the level of niggerishness that's out there, you know. This lady's bill was like $60 almost. I took care of about 75% of it. You know, I think she only had to pay like $22. And she was like, that's good, have her pay it, talking about the server. And I'm like, come on, lady, like, it's $20. You came out, quote unquote, expecting to pay more. You had an undelightful experience. I apologized. I gave you a discount and you just flat out refused to pay and walked out of the store. I mean, what the fuck? You know? So, I'm just fucking over people right now. And, I had posted something on. You religious people out there who believe what you believe and view the world as you do, stay the fuck away from me. You know, because it's like, you've got a belief, and I'm like, ah, that's cool. Here's what I believe. And then you tell me I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? I had posted something on my Facebook that I saw that I found interesting, humorous to say the least, and it's a comparison between Jesus and Horus. Okay? It's a comparison. It's not necessarily saying what this article goes on to say. And you guys are going to have to bear with me. I mean, honestly, if you guys came here for hip hop and fun, you're going to find little of both this episode. Very little of both this episode. But, you know, it goes on to state some of the similarities. Okay? So, someone comments on it. Not so much. He sends me a link. The link we're going to go to, it's a rather lengthy link that we're going to probably read through at least as much as I feel like I need to. And then he goes on to say, and again, I try not to have these debates with people because either they end up walking away feeling stupid or they end up walking away feeling mad. And it's just like, hey, man, I'm not here to fucking drill what I believe into your head. So why is it that you feel the need to drill what you believe into mine? You know, so he says, basically, this is all incorrect stuff about the mythological character of Horus, because fucking Jesus is so goddamn real. If you read actual Egyptian mythology, this stuff isn't true, which anyone who knows me, by the way, knows that I fucking studied hieroglyphics. I own the Book of the Dead. And this article says something else that is completely stupid as well, but we'll get into the article very shortly. I own the Book of the Dead. I have statues, Tutankhamun heads, a whole plethora of fucking Egyptian shit. So, if you read actual Egyptian mythology, this stuff isn't true. If you read actual Egyptian mythology, you might find that some of it is. Example, he wasn't born of a virgin. His father was killed, and somebody took his dead body parts and used it to inseminate the mother. Not a virgin birth. One example of many inaccuracies here. Okay? So, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, fucking Superman came from goddamn Krypton, and, you know, it wasn't his fucking father that put him in the spaceship. It was his mom that put him in the spaceship. So, clearly, fucking Zor-El was not involved truly in the saving of Kal-El, Superman. So, you know, like, what? But seriously? Seriously. Like, it's kind of like, and I have to put myself in it, so I'll just say it like this. It's kind of like when I get into a debate with somebody about The Flash. It's like, it's a serious, heated, fucking real-ass debate where fucking tensions are high, emotions are loose, and fucking we go at it. But the shit ain't fucking real. So you want to have a fucking debate, and I, you know, not just this person. I rather actually like this person. But, you know, you is a broad term. You want to have a fucking debate about me, about Jesus versus fucking Horus and the actualities and inactualities of it. It's like, what the fuck you, okay? Because it's just not going to fucking fly, you know? And let me look at something real fast. So, yeah, I mean, it's just not going to fucking fly, you know? It's like, why? Why? And, like, why do you feel the need? Like, when I see shit on the internet for the most part, and I know it's not true, I'm just like, well, that's not true. I keep fucking pushing. Like, the only time, psychologically speaking, the only time we choose to defend something that we believe to be true as radically as religious groups tend to defend their beliefs, it's because we don't believe it to be true. And in fact, we're having a hard time holding on to the truth. So we then create any scenario that we can to reaffirm in our own minds and in our own selves that this actually is the case and is fact, when in fact we're not even sure ourselves. So the site that he had posted in response to my picture is John Sorensen, I don't know who the fuck that is, blogging on Catholic apologetics. The title of the article is Horace Manure, cute, debunking the Jesus and Horace connection. And furthermore, who the fuck is going around debunking everything in their favor, by the way? I take everything with a grain of fucking salt. And I'm fucking sorry. I'm sorry I'm not a fucking self-righteous, indignant piece of shit person that fucking doesn't have any type of belief and faith in self. I'm sorry, that was a little rough. That was a little abrasive. But I'm saying, man, like, I am unapologetic, honestly, for the fact that I have confidence. I am unapologetic for the fact that I believe, okay, regardless of what anybody else around me believes, I believe that I have pulled myself up from the epitome of just nothingness, okay? Yes, with the help of many people around me, but I have done that, you know? I have sought and accepted help. I have moved forward. I have never given up by my own strength of self and mind and will and belief, again, in self, and have done things that most people to this day are still fucking surprised and impressed that I have done, and have come from shit that people are fucking surprised and impressed that I am the way that I am right now, especially as a black male in this fucking country. So you know what I'm saying? I don't need to pray, and I don't need to fucking go to the ether and, you'll guide me. I don't fucking need that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't need anybody fucking telling me that I do. And it fucking upsets me when people are fucking up in my shit about it, because it's like I'm just so sick and tired of people. You know? I really am. And like, that's again why I come here instead of having a debate with somebody, because it's like, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, and I don't want to say, like, people who, you know what I'm saying? One of the greatest examples that I've ever given was one time I was in church as a kid in New York, and this is when I started, you know, not this isn't the necessary moment in my life where I started questioning things. I've always been a fucking question asker, but these are one of the things I was just like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. I was at church. One of the churchgoers were sick, and they said, please pray for sister such and such and such. She's in the hospital. She's not doing so well. Doctors saying this, that, and the other. Let's pray to God, make sure that she comes out okay, that she returns to us next week, this, that, and the other. Next week came. She had died, and they had said, oh, well, you know what? She's in a better place right now. We don't know God's plan. God has everything figured out. He knows beginning, alpha, and omega. You know, da, da, da. She's in a better place now. She's happier. Then what the fuck were we praying for in the first goddamn place? I mean, if it doesn't matter what the outcome is, why fucking pray? If at the end of that prayer, if the outcome isn't what you had expected and you just say we don't know God's plan, then fucking we don't know God's plan. So why the fuck are we even praying? It's just little fucking stupid inaccuracies like that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how people rationalize that shit in their fucking feeble-minded fucking heads. But anyway, this article, Horace Manure, debunking the Jesus and Horace connection. The article, by the way, was published in the 2012 issue of Catholic Answers magazines, because fucking A, when I think of real hardcore Egyptian mythology answers, I go to Catholic Answers magazine. many atheists, neo-pagans, and other disbelievers of Christianity claim the story of Jesus Christ was borrowed from earlier mythologies in recent years, and a claim has been making the rounds that Jesus is based on the Egyptian god Horus. No, a claim is just stating, and I've seen a lot of these things from zeitgeist to religious, and that claim is just stating that the story has been recycled over and over and over and over again in one way or another. It's not to say that it's a ripoff, but it's merely stating that it's not original. From fucking Hercules to Horus to Thor. It's just not a fucking original goddamn concept. Okay? Seriously, people. Open your fucking minds. This is why we're in the fucking state that we are in the world right now. Because so many of you are fucking closed-minded, dude. I'm not closed-minded to the idea of God. In fact, I believe in the idea of a God. I don't believe in the idea of a Jesus. It sounds pretty fucking ridiculous. And if it doesn't sound fucking ridiculous to you, you know? So, the article goes on to say, or to ask, should I say, who was Horus? Horus is one of the oldest recorded deities in ancient Egyptian religion, often depicted as a falcon or a man with a falcon head. Horus was believed to be the god of the sun and of war. Initially, he appeared as a local god, but over time, the ancient Egyptians came to believe the reigning pharaoh was a manifestation of Horus. What about Jesus? The skeptical claims being made about Jesus are not always the same. In some versions, he was a persuasive teacher whose followers later attempted to deify him by adopting aspects of earlier god figures, while in others, he is merely an I actually don't know this word. I guess it means a combination of myths and never really existed at all. Both versions attempt to provide evidence that the gospel accounts of the life of Christ are a ripoff. In the 2008 documentary film Religious, whose name is a combination of religion and ridiculous. Ooh, because we really need to fucking, somebody need to really fucking spell that out for us. Erstwhile comedian and political commentator Bill Maher confronts an unprepared Christian with this claim. Here is part of the interaction. Bill Maher. But the Jesus story wasn't an original Christian man. How so? Maher. Written in 1280 BC, the Book of the Dead describes a god, Horus. Horus is the son of god Osiris, born to a virgin mother. He was baptized in a river by Anup the Baptizer, who was later beheaded. Like Jesus, Horus was tempted while alone in the desert, healed the sick, the blind, cast out demons, and walked on water. He raised Asar from the dead. Asar translates to Lazarus. Oh yeah. He also had 12 disciples. Yes, Horus was crucified first, and after 3 days, two women announced Horus, the savior of humanity, had been resurrected. Article goes on to state that Maher is only repeating things that are believed by many people today. Okay, here's the other problem with that statement. Aren't you guys just repeating shit that you read in the fucking Bible? So what makes the fucking Bible any more different from the Book of the Dead? But I digress. Similar claims have been made in movies such as Zeitgeist and religious, which is what we were just talking about, in pseudo-academic books such as Christ in Egypt and, golly gosh, willikers, Christ in Egypt, the Jesus Horace Correction, and Pagan Origins of the Christ Myth. Often Christians are not prepared for this type of encounter, and some are even swayed by this line of argument. Mary's tirade proves a good summary of the claims, so let's deconstruct it one line at a time. Written in 1280 BC, the Book of the Dead describes a god, Horus. And in fact, there are many books of the dead, but there is no single official Book of the Dead. That's not fucking true. There is a fucking single official Book of the Goddamn Dead. And then there are, what's the word I'm looking for right now? Not versions of it, but there are, goddamn, I don't know how to explain it. Like, fucking, kind of like spinoffs, goddamn it. Spinoffs. They're like spinoffs of it. I can't fucking think of the word right now. I've been drinking. But yeah, there are goddamn spinoffs of the Book of the Dead. But there is, in fact, a single official Book of the Dead. Now, whether this story comes from the official Book of the Dead, I don't know. I can't remember. I don't even know if the Book of the Dead version that I own is an official version. But this says there is no single official Book of the Dead. The books are a collection of ancient Egyptian spells that were believed to help the deceased on their journey to the afterlife. Because there's also a Book of Life. So, you know, the Book of the Dead comes from the Arabic label referring to the fact that the books were found mostly with mummies. They got this from the Oxford Guide to Egyptian Mythology, Funerary Literature. Some of these texts contain vignettes depicting God Horus, but they don't tell us much about him. The information about Horus comes from a variety of archaeological sources, which, let me just say, this thing goes on to, because we're talking myths here, right? And this article leads us to feel like Horus was real. They start bringing archaeologists into this and all types of fucking shit, right? It's just really fucking stupid. And then they go, you know, later on in it, part of the problem with the Jesus is Horus claim is that in order to find items that even partially fit the life story of Jesus, advocates of the view must cherry pick bits of the myth from different epochs in Egyptian history. This is possible today because modern archaeology has given us extensive knowledge of Egypt's religious beliefs and how they changed over time, making it possible to cite one detail from this version of a story and another from that. But the early Christians, and I mean, like, for what? First off, there are like four or five different versions of the Bible. There's the fucking King James version. There's the fucking New Testament. In the King James original fucking version, there was no Jesus. It was fucking John. And then you have the fucking New Testament where it's fucking all about Jesus. Then you have a woman's version. Then you have a fucking translation version. Then you have this other. It's like, come on, dude. Like, you're seriously, you seriously can't see the hypocrisy in the fucking statements that you're fucking making. Like, come on, man. It just, it bugs me, man. And I say all this to say that people are stupid. And I don't understand. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The whole thing is rather lengthy. But I don't understand why there is a need to get all up in my shit about something that I believe when I don't give a fuck about what you believe. It only concerns me when it starts interfering with my life. When your beliefs start interfering with what I am able to do, then yeah, we've got a fucking problem. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's just all very silly to me. It's silly. People need to stop being silly. Think for themselves and have faith in themselves. Here's X-Phase, Oompa Loompa. Here's a motherfucker who has faith in himself.
X, 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 Oompa Loompa, I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa, Oompa Loompa, if you are wise, you'll listen to me. Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that
what I do.
Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that
what I do.
Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that
what I do.
Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that
what I do.
Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that
what I do.
Rapping as if I was from afar, cause that
what I do.
Acting so bizarre.
Yo, 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 yo. All shit, hitting them with the raw shit. They're gonna think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'm gonna do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm with next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader and a rhyme reader, you a caboose. Because I'm planning right around needing you to find bigger, better cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schlucks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Da.
X,
if you're
X,
not reading, X, you will X, go far.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go. Berserk and whack up on the track, cause that
what I do.
Merc come turn to Taz and then I spaz, cause that
what I do.
Smirk and get them nervous, then just snap, cause that
what I do.
Make them gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that
what I do.
Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that
what I do.
Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that
what I do.
Got them all to ask.
Yo, 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 yo. I chisel the beat. There ain't no similar me. The hate they threw's why I grew into a despicable me. And that's act, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack and I get them a bit of a smack act. And I crack at them, then I ripping them in half with a laugh. I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like, look a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness soon. Like the Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee.
Told you not to forget the name.
Not to forget the name.
Do X the name.
The
do the X the your
name.
The do 2015. Do see I'm back.
See I'm back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back.
For good this time.
For good this time.
Puzzle for you.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people. Listen.
Listen.
Hello.
Yeah. They call me dangerous. I'm about as dangerous as a bag of angel dust in your pancreas. Plus, I'm a nasty thing. I'ma walk around with a bunch of ashy bling listening to Cassie sing. So fuck a castle. I'm living by the high school of life and I'm waiting for the last bell. Wait, is that that? I'ma creep up on you while you take the cat nap and steal your fucking snapback. Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you up? That makes as much sense as a dude trying to fake a nut. Cause if a nigga's gonna skeet, then he's gonna skeet. And if your girl give me the ass, then I'm gonna beat. So tell me, do you get the point? Lancer, slap you with a ring. Hoof, prancer, and then I'm gonna make moves, dancer, cause your voice so darn sick, cancer. This is the story of a man named Matt Star. He's a fucking maniac, I think he's still pissed in his mom, and he has no car, and that is a fact. This is the story of a man named Matt Star. He's a fucking maniac, he has the visions of grandeur, he loves Adam Sandler, and he needs anger, man.
Look, man.
I met this girl at Starbucks who looked like Miley Cyrus. Wait, what the fuck rhymes with Miley Cyrus? Probably nothing. So when I tell you that I'm the best in the world, CM Punk, then I'm probably bluffing. Nigga, I'm about as cold as ice. Type of dude to make a pot candle hot just so I can hold it twice. And then I'll probably fold the pipe, bash you with it, and stuff your fucking face in a bowl of rice. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that where don't send the like backs. I try to act like I don't like them, but really I like them right back. Cause I'm a liar, and frontin' is my middle name. Journey in my mind so you can learn about my riddle game. This is the story of a man named Matt Star. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's still pretty calm, and he has no car. And that is a fact. Get a life, plus you need a man. I'm about as fly as they come. Now your name is Mrs. Peter Pan. And if you don't like the scholar punk, eat a dick.
Yeah.
And your girl could eat it too. Does she need a lift? I pick her ass up right now. Take her to the telly, bend her ass over. Pipe style. In high school, I used to get bullied. Wait a minute. I don't think you understand the shit fully. Big tough niggas who wanted to fight me.
Hey, yo, nerd, I'ma whip your ass.
Why me? I drown niggas. Have them moving in the sea. So high, they like, what you doing in that tree? I'm getting drunk, choosing grenadine. Pop some molly, then had a foursome with the human centipede. And oh yeah, I know what rhymes with Miley Cyrus. Matt Star, the scholar dude, is highly childish.
This is the story of a man named Matt Star. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's still whispering calm. And he has no car. And that is a fact. This is the story of a man.
So, yeah, so I guess, like, the moral of the story is this guy, Max Starr, bro, he's, like, he's fucking maniac, bro. Fucking maniac, bro. I would, like, totally fucking, I would totally cop his fucking album, bro. I'd fucking buy that shit, bro. I wouldn't download shit. I'd buy that shit, bro. I'd, like, go to fucking Target, fucking... Yeah, he fucking rocks, dude. Fucking rocks. Max Star fucking rocks, dude. Yeah. I remember all the shit he used to do back in the day to DC. That shit fucking rock, bro. Huh. You know, I would totally be his best friend, too. Yeah, we'd totally fucking be friends. Like, we fucking trade movie stories and shit. Cause, like, totally my fucking favorite movie is The Human Centipede, dude. Fucking talk about the fucking human centipede, dude. The fucking yeah. So I guess, like, the song's over. Okay.
Why you want us to sleep in the night? What are you hiding?
Y'all. Let the choir sing. It's my time. It's same flow. Insatiable cry. Shining for watches. Guess I'm taking my time. Take my life in my hands. Ain't no fake on my son.
They don't want us to be powerful. Fuck that. We need. They don't want us to be kings and queens. The gods and goddesses. Them know we been on the way. When they just come out the word, mother, them they want what they know we are. That's what we see. You take the time to the moon, I decide what they come to my people, what spirits we made. You cannot be less than we are not human, no set us to Heru, keep people's away. Guns, I am fucked up. Fuck them if they want what. We are the evil, but if they guns up, they don't really want no. No, we are not your people. Everyone like, keep it trending again, now we put on the crown. Loyalty now, now. Watching the crown, crown, crown. They don't want us to be powerful. Fuck that, we need. They don't want us to be kings and queens, the gods and goddesses.
Gonna run that shit back. This is Go by myself, Sir Darkseid, and just listen to the words one time.
Go.
I just wanna live life free of pain, but every time I get away, they pull me back again.
This ain't a game to me. I don't ride for sport. This is life in a fast lane. Speeding until I get caught. The last days of Jimi Hendrix looking for lines to snort. This is the big one. Cause Pac and Big done. They had a quick run, but now they victims. The big guns. Same with Big L. They haven't charged anyone. It's a heavy load. The weight took Big Pun. They spray jam Master J. Nobody know the truth. Lupus took JD. Shooters took Big Proof. They lay it in the cut, posted up on the roof. You got enough fame, they might even come for you. They got Buster's bodyguard, nobody said a thing. The game is getting deep, AIDS came for Eazy-E. They found Saddam in a hole across the globe, but can't find killers living in the same zip code. You think it's funny, man, ain't no coincidences. You getting money here, they probably want you out of business. Go ahead and start trouble, they'll take you out without a witness. Or have you spending life behind barbed wire fences.
Now I know you all know that we didn't come out here just to play. No, no, we came out here to do good.
Listen!
That's my culture.
This is my culture. On My Time Now by Blueprint. Taking it back old school for you. Hashtag is MTN.
I'm talking about young ass cats with federal indictments. Busted for hand to hands, but ran instead of fighting it. Last thing I heard, they was headed for the islands. Rather be a fugitive than a 25 lifer. I play the Pied Piper, the livest writer. Mercenary mic for hire, cause I write the fire. So ease back, soldier. Hold your spot, you talking like a high roller. We know you're not, I'm on top. All y'all, blow your spot. Sounding like broads, rhyming about the clothes you got. Sometimes I look at y'all and wonder what the fuck on your mind. Look around you, we living in some troubling times. Iran and North Korea building nuclear bombs. Iraq and Afghanistan caught up in our wars. So when these rappers only rap about a home or abroad, it's cause they don't know what's happening at home or abroad.
You know what I'm saying? That's like one of my favorite parts of the song right there. We gonna run that shit back. We gonna roll it
out. I'm about the clothes you got. Sometimes no. I look at y'all and wonder what the fuck on your mind. Look around you. We living in some troubling times. Iran and North Korea building nuclear bombs. Iraq and Afghanistan caught up in our wars. So when these rappers only rap about a home or abroad, it's cause they don't know what's happening at home or abroad.
I'm saying we gonna run it back one more again because y'all ain't
I'm about to
y'all ain't feeling
sometimes
it.
I look at y'all and wonder what the fuck on your mind. Look around you. We living in some troubling times. Iran and North Korea building nuclear bombs. Iraq and Afghanistan caught up in our wars. So when these rappers only rap about a home or abroad, it's cause they don't know what's happening
at home or abroad.
Protect your intelligence. They might insult your hip hop. Been dead, man. It's time for the vultures. I'm just trying to get mine. And before it's all over, cause who the fuck wanna die for their culture? That's my culture.
That shit is finger licking good. Now, I gotta get some new commercials for you motherfuckers. It's gonna happen soon. Don't you worry your pretty little head. Well, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're gonna be right back after these brief motherfucking messages with a lot more show. A lot more. And I promise you, I won't disappear. All right? I won't disappear from the show this time. Okay? We're here now. We here. In about 2 weeks, I'm gonna have a cheer. It's gonna be a lot more comfortable to do this shit. It's gonna be fucking thebombdiggity.com, dude. We're all gonna have a good time. It's just gonna be great times all around, all day, all day, all day.
MyLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
by the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and Touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? Tooth Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on the next iPay-per-view, skip the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes.
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There
arrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Monday nights, 7 to 10 on morelikeradio.com.
So deep, an interesting show. It won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want. The best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast. I say Deep D. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep D. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
Imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Global warming, let's be honest, it's real. It is really real. It is the realest. You hear that, Iggy? Now, I know what some of you are saying.
I don't believe in global warming.
Well, do you believe in pictures? In regards to global warming, let's examine the facts. But before we even do that, let's discuss where you will and will not find facts. From a scientist? Yes. From a 2,000-year-old book? No. From extensive scientific analysis tested by scientists? Yes. From Al Gore's big head? No. From Al Gore's big ass? No. From data compiled from years of scientific analysis conducted by scientists? There's that word again. From Fox News? Never. From Bill Nye the Science Guy? He's got science in his name. What have we learned? What have we learned from your conservative uncle who seems to think that just because it's f***ing snowing where he happens to be, that completely justifies that the rest of the planet isn't getting warmer? No. Okay, there is a difference between climate and weather. And if you can't explain that, then maybe you should shut the f*** up, because I'm sick and tired of having this f***ing conversation every Thanksgiving. I apologize. Seem to have gotten off topic. Where were we? Oh, yes, the word facts. The word facts, a noun, refers to a thing that is indisputably the case. Keyword indisputably. The word NASA is an acronym for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And here are just 7 facts provided by NASA in regards to global warming.
Sea level rise. Global temperature rise. Warming oceans.
Shrinking ice sheets. It looked bigger a long time ago, in the 70s.
Glacial retreats.
You come here too?
Extreme weather events!
Ocean acidification, I didn't know what to do, so I'm not doing anything. But it's bad. Interesting note, those facts are also pictures. The thing we examined earlier. It's important to note that I am not a scientist. That being said, I still believe in science. But maybe you don't. Hopefully, though, you believe in history. Because if history has taught us anything, it's that at one point, people believed that the Earth was flat, the center of the solar system, and only 2,000 years old. Seems fucking crazy now. Thanks, science. Keep being science, which is what you are all the time. This video paid for by science, which no one actually paid for anything because people keep underfunding science. But it's still finding a way through. It's like evolution, which is also a real thing. Life finds a way. Thanks again for watching. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Vine. And promise, it's not all science. And a lot of it's not science. I'm not going to lie. Not a lot of science on that.
Get all the best talk in one place. Hashtag occupy our balls.
Hashtag occupy our balls. And get me a new headset. Hey, maybe I should start a new headset fund. My fucking $600 headphones, I broke them because I'm careless. I actually regret that. And it's not so much that I was careless, but I slept with these fuckers. And eventually they just, you know, too much bending. No, I did not make love to my headphones. But I'm just saying I need new ones. Listen, Wale wants some more respect. Guess what, Wale? It has to be fucking earned, you goddamn loser. Seriously, with the
album about nothing, his fourth studio effort, I love the way that he said effort, set for release today, while I spoke with Billboard about a variety of subjects, including the lack of respect he feels he receives as an artist, his battle with drugs and depression, as well as his reception he believes TAAN will be met with. I don't know what that is. I'll tell you one thing, though. You feel you get a lack of disrespect as a fucking artist? That's because you're a shitty fucking artist, dude. You're just terrible. You're terrible. You're terrible and you're a sellout on top of that. Like, you're a terrible sellout. Like, you're a sellouting terriblest. Like, there are words that I'm making up right now just for fucking you. First, opening up about the topics he explores on the album that most resonate with his life, Wale says he talks about a lot of the trials and tribulations of the music business. You know what? You signed to the shit. Like, I have hit a precipice of tolerance for people who are complaining about the music industry at this point. It is fucking 2015, okay? If you didn't realize when you signed to a goddamn label that the shit was not going to be all fucking tits and giggles, then there's something seriously, genuinely, mentally wrong with you, because there are nothing but warnings about signing to a label, and you decided to do it anyway. And now you're going, oh man, all the stories I heard were true, I can't believe it. Well, guess what, fucker? No one cares, okay? The music industry, he says, you can say I'm sensitive, but music is why I live. Other people have kids or a strong woman in their lives. All I have is music. Oh, boo-hoo. I constantly work my ass off, and I'm not in these magazines. All I can go by is the people and what they say. People ask, why do you check your social media comments? Because what else do I have, bro? Damn, like, the more I read this, the sadder you sound, and the badder I feel for you. I don't get no major articles. Nobody talks about Wale like that. So what do you do when you're busting your ass and taking pills to stay up and be able to provide the right energy and you're not seeing the proper response? Well, guess what, motherfucker? That's more than half of the struggling artists out there. You're just not utilizing your time, money, resources, and capabilities correctly. So, I mean, let's just be real. Fucking call a spade a goddamn spade. You're fucking it up. I mean, you're terrible. You're terrible. All of your choices have been terrible. At least the choices that I know of. I don't know. There are choices that I probably don't even know of that are fucking terrible. But you're sitting up here and you're crying, I want some respect. I deserve it. Shut up. Shut up. Like, I know at least five people that I can name off the back of the top of my head that are better than you, that aren't getting the proper recognition that they deserve. And they're not even signed to a fucking label. So what are you doing wrong? You know? Like, let's just be legitimate about the situation. He says, my confidence was shot, so I'd be taking whatever to keep me in a good mood, to get me in the right mood for an interview. I'm not going into details as to what I was taking, but there's definitely something for that. Just like there's a fucking app for everything, there's a damn pill for everything, or something you can pour in your glass. I was depressed, not being where I want to be in my career when I have put the work in. I wasn't sleeping. I was drinking all day, and I didn't have anyone to go to. I couldn't figure it out. Those are some of the demons I talk about on the album. Again, bro, who gives a flying fuck? You've got the resources, you've got the connections, and you've got, you know, fucking everything but, in my opinion, the talent to be where you want to be. If you're not utilizing it, that's your bad. Like, again, I can go into people who aren't signed and are exactly where they want to be or have surpassed it. So, again, dude, what are you doing? Did you sign to a label and just go, I expected everything to be handed to me? Because that's not fucking life, bro. And then he goes on to talk about how he wants people to say his album is just as good as Kendrick Lamar's album. Now, again, I haven't heard the second Kendrick Lamar album, and that is a problem that I will rectify by next week, I am sure. However, I will go on to say this. Kendrick Lamar, at least to me thus far, has been showing that he has the drive and the motivation, the skills, the flexibility and ability to do more than what is expected of him. You are just a moron. I mean, I can't express enough my disdain for Wale more than I have in this short, probably 10, 12 minutes, if that. I mean, the man's just fucking terrible. Listen, when we come back for more music, we're going to talk about Kevin Gates and why he wants President Barack Obama out of our office. And Kevin Gates is a black dude with a neck tattoo, a face tattoo, and a forehead tattoo. And he has opinions about politics that I'm sure are all very fucking valid. So we should all take him very seriously. So, you know, that and probably fucking more when we come back. But, you know, there's that to look forward to. Let's go to, what do I want to go to, man? I don't know. You know what? We're going to go back old school right now. You know, this work has been stopping me from finding new music like I would like to. So we're going to go back again, man. We're going to dip into the vault, man. We're going to dip into the vault. And we're going to start with, I don't know. Oh, man, we're going to start with fucking Dementia. Jay Lawless featuring Miss Stratus. Fucking, wow. One of the hottest songs that I had received. And I think I got this one in 2013. Fucking the bomb. Jay Lawless, Dementia. I got to get in touch with this guy because this song just fucking blew us away, didn't it? God. I bet this motherfucker wishes that he got more respect too, but he doesn't, Wale. He doesn't. He's not on the fucking internet crying like a little bitch about it.
It's nice to meet you all, nice to be here. I'ma start the evening off with three shots of whatever the fuck. And let the chemicals do what the chemicals does. It ain't kicked in though, I ain't drunk. I see a lot of honeys, but where is my buzz? Oh, oh, there it is. Already I be feeling like a damn derelict. And I can't get a grip, but the plan was to get free. Stand here and sip till I'm having an MC. And I can't restrain, I'm taking more shots than a cameraman. Lawless and I can't be tamed. Young and well hung, it's a damn Hussein. And I can't hear what I'm saying. I'm so, so deaf when I'm spraying. My rhymes stay fresh cause I'm faking. Blessed and insane, nothing less than amazing. So here we are in the same place. So let's hold hands and let's say grace. This right here is my game face. Get your motherfucking hands up. Away from my peers, I deserve this. I've tasted my tears, faced all my fears, raise them up, cheers.
Yeah. fuel protection.
Yeah. Just don't know what it is, man. I feel like it's always there, it's always behind me. Every time I turn the corner, I feel the heat. And every time I turn the corner, I feel the pressure. Every time I turn the corner, I feel the heat. And every time I turn the corner, I feel the pressure. It's nighttime and the lights all off, but I still feel like there's a shadow on me. It's nighttime and the lights all off, but I still feel like there's a shadow on me. Like Phil X did. Got my chest beating like undercover detectives. But something tells me this is not La Policia. Could it be FBI, DEA, or maybe CIA? Well, what would Palestine be if there were no Aliyah? These are the things I wonder when I burn a sense of me. The all-seeing eye is in the palm of every hand. I'll never follow suit cause I'm not just like any man. I got the wisdom of a philosopher in Greece. I hypnotize them like Obama when I get the speech. And I don't know where you at, but I'm in the streets. Trying to stack money respectably before I hit the sheets. You at the club trying to figure how to get some freaks. I'm in the crib devising plans on how to shake the beast. Bilderberg, Illuminati, I don't know the face. The older that I get, the more I'm feeling out of place.
Emilio Lopez.
Turn the corner, I feel the heat.
And Shadow.
Turn the corner, I feel the pressure.
Produced by Teddy Roxpin.
Turn the corner, I feel the heat. And every time
we gotta get more
corner,
music from
the pressure. It's nighttime and the lights all off, but I still feel like there's a shadow on me.
It's
nighttime and the lights all off, but I still feel like there's a shadow on me. Look, I ain't paranoid, they discuss it openly. Meetings taking place between governments, bankers, royalty. Playing with our futures, we're simulating theirs. Nowadays, to have a voice, you gotta be a millionaire. And when you get there, you're no longer inferior. So play by the rules or get killed by the media. Character assassination's been going on for a long time. Don't accept everything they feed to you. There's much more than what you read on Wikipedia. The hungry getting hungrier, the rich are getting greedier. Time keeps ticking, shit doesn't get no easier. Looking at your friends, analyzing what they mean to you. Close to nothing, unless that is you trust them. On top of all the bullshit, your baby mama fussing. 40 hours doesn't pay shit, so you're hustling. Now you gotta worry about the hinges on the door busting. Every time I turn the corner, I feel the heat. And every time I turn the corner, I feel the pressure. Every time I turn the corner, I feel the heat. And every time I turn the corner, I feel the pressure. It's nighttime and the lights all off, but I still feel like there's a shadow on me. It's nighttime and the lights all off, but I still feel like there's a shadow on me.
I'm feeling stupid, complaining I should be glad to be alive. There I go, fighting my imaginary fight. I'm just losing patience though. Every year I fail to blow. I guess I'm just incapable of grasping what is mine. The kids I went to school with, they're managing just fine. Went to university, carried on the grind. Now they're traveling the world, they having a great time. I'm scavenging for change upon the dashboard in my ride. I gotta keep my fantasies alive, but honestly I'm contemplating battery and crime. Reality is dire and I'm mad at the entire fucking planet. About to fly up off the handle and set fire to my neighbor's house. Hope is fading out, I'm so enraged but lack the energy to take it out. So let me break it down the only way that I know how. Write it down, get behind the microphone and take a bow.
But the verses are wordless, some universes were perfect. So interpret the curse words as ways to defer all the pain and the hurt that I've made my reality. Yeah. I can't wait till I'm making you proud. I'm still working on the formula, creating the sound. And I will take what I got, I'll make it compound. And it will expand, and I will raise from the ground. I see the dream, and I'm chasing it down.
first, but now you know the rap game. A thousand clones already about their clothes. I used to chill at my home, now I'm all about the road. Moving, locking down the shows, hit the telly, count the dough, shake hands, make plans, rent vans, make fans. Goddamn, this is how a little boy became a man. You want the fame and all the riches, big name model bitches. But you don't wanna hustle twice, it's hard to try to get it. You got a lot to whine about. Why you talking wild? And now I'm posted outside the club, working passing flyers out. What's Prince life about? The same thing I rhyme about. Make good music and give my fans something to smile about. You oughta try it out, we like to call it honesty. It's the best policy, the reason why they follow me. My reputation precedes me, the rap game needs me. Cause I do the impossible, but I make it look easy. Now all the underdogs wanna take shots at my figure, cause I'm eating real big and didn't invite them to dinner. You wasn't there when I put it in the oven. So when it's time to break bread, cousin, don't ask me for nothing. Everybody got a rhyme, if not a rhyme, they got a beat. If not keys or cocaine, they all packing heat. So what they really telling me when they ain't outselling me? And everything they say and do is fueled by their jealousy. I know you trying to politic and I'm only involved with it. So you can get in a game, take the ball and then run with it. They tried to hit me with the same thing that you fell for. Make it more commercial, print, you probably would sell more. But I'm eating now, so I'm like, what the hell for? Telling me to change only makes me rebel more. But radio don't want that. It don't fit the format. Tell Duke to change it up and maybe he can come back. I made this in my basement when you wasn't even there, to express my feelings, not to be played on the air. So am I wrong or secure if I really don't care? If this ever turns into something that anybody hears, man, I'm an artist. These other dudes are shook. I write my album on my sidekick. No paper, no notebooks, didn't rhyme for 5 minutes straight with no breaks. No hooks, no punchlines, no similes, so I'm easy to overlook. But Cool Shack, Fiends World, Expo, Triple Jam, I've been around in every single era and I'm still the man. And while I may not get the same hype as the next man, everything in my life is going according to his plan. So thank God for every fan, every single listener who told me to make the art. You don't gotta switch it up, you put it out, we'll pick it up. Do you stay strong? You're the main reason we don't turn the radios on.
Like a flat foot on jelly day.
I'm a war compass, little batshit, spinning in the shadows of a
holding packs of elusive young become choke low riders over boosted drums in the terrifying face of a future tongue.
Down,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
One,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
Down,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
One,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
Down,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
Check
it out, breakneck pulse over colors in a train. Let them melt sugar skulls in the rain. Glamorized melting. Gotta buy a levy, need a bath house silting. Quarter up ahead of the kill screen. No corner cut, no built team. Only a particularly menacing angle perpendicular to everything. Boys, cherry bomb, boy goon. Very much running with the devil in the metal drum. Hello. Here's where a tail of caution pounds. Cough the nails, the boot legs, the hawk wing. Soul tooth, never mind, score to go. Spin hearts on sleeves and a head on clothes. Arm in the mall. Bitch, yeah, fifth like a business card from a jar at the mall. Androids dreaming of carving applause. Get stuffed with cartoon cigars. Full pack, nanny brought home to roost around folk back then and what they most lampoon. Shook to the beaver brown with broke ankles and daisy. Keep 1 pound of big baby. Build all basic training, but I spent a couple groundhog's days for the change. Silhouette guard, last cigarette. Anything less would be a goddamn dick. Rolling packs of elusive young become choke low riders over boosted drums in the terrifying face of a future tongue.
Down,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
One,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
Down,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
One,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
Down,
down from a huntable surplus to one. Yeah.
what your mama told me. She hit me up on Twitter and she said she wanna blow me. And I ain't your homie, so please don't hit me up. And if you talking all that garbage, motherfucker, shut it up. Cause you ain't on my level, I'm on a different plane. So please excuse me, all I know is how to bring the pain. See, Lexi got me hot with that shield up, Zelda. She's such a freaking mastermind, her last name should be Luthor. But ain't no Superman to stop it, she. But that's enough for the shout out. Back to me, and how I murder beats, and how I'm such a beast. Fuck modest, I specialize in honesty. You hear the beat? That means it's getting hard to breathe. And I don't mean to pop your bubble, but I'm so elite, yeah. And I ain't talking Halo, but best believe you battle me, you leaving with a halo. Am I a dude that can be beat? You ask and they'll say hell no. My flow is so inspected, gadget, all it does is go-go. Lord Zed said, bro, so here I am, host of my own show, yeah, here I am, letting all you twerps know that I'm the best at this for those that don't know, yeah, and you can't touch my glow though, so when I ask you who's the master, need you to say for sure, I'm Kami or just Popo, or Kage or Naruto, before he stole the secret scroll and taught himself how to clone, damn. Didn't mean to fly off the handle. Spitting this fire that's melting wax right off the candle. Killing these rappers and mounting the heads above my mantle. Bringing this carnage like Marvel because I'm such a vandal. It's such a gamble. My style is coming from every angle. My time is ample, so I ain't worried about being canceled. Leaving you mangled and using you just for pure example. This ain't even my full potential, it's a tiny sample. And now the gloves are coming off. Nigga, you are not a boss. I'm a nebula, you're merely just a street light. I am not the one you wanna enter in a street fight. So get tight, say what you like. I got my mind right, flowing with the stellium hand. Tonight's a good night, yeah. And that's more than just a feeling. The only black eyed peas I like are only meant for eating. And I'm calling treason on most of all a mainstream rapper. Let me state the reason. Mostly all of y'all just that spewing propaganda. The shit they say is affecting black thoughts, that is the answer. Their music's like a cancer, my words are like a cure. And for it spreads to body full or just sever the foot and nourish back to health this wounded heart I love. I'm sorry for the rant, but yo, these rappers keep me bugged. But now back to the fun side. If you're just tuning in, my name is Darkseid. But don't forget the sir, cause I'm such a freaking gentleman, it's the name that I prefer. So tweet if you concur that I'm the best that's ever done it. And this flow was really done right in the spur of the moment. But clearly you hear I'm on it, clearly I've gone and known it. Telling me that I'm great when I clearly already know it. Clearly I always show it, never am gonna blow it. Drinking I always toast in my head, well here's to the hoping. What the fuck are they smoking that I haven't been signed yet? Putting your money on me, that's just a good bet. Damn, side track's not done yet. Hell nah, I am hip-hop song wreck. I got heart and I'm sharp. No shooter, they're just shooting in the dark. On my gym, carry funny shit. In my room, banging out another hit. Make a video, then you might go viral. Talk about money and hoes, they might sign you. Nigga, don't step on my toes, I'm not kind, dude. And I don't need to do all the shit that they all do. I'm a man with another plan. Be true and I earn respect from all my fans. And if you hate on my opinions, go fuck yourself, cause I don't give a crawling damn. I'm a man and I'm standing up for all I can. Burning bridges and severing every outreach hand. Cause I will never triple falter. I approach the mic just like it was a holy altar. So this could simply be called a prayer. And now I wonder, has it fallen on deaf ears?
I was coming from west with a car full of ganja. Full of ganja, full of ganja. Driving so skillful, me no try make no swerve. Try make no swerve, try make no swerve. But as me reach up a junction, the vehicle a malfunction. Me say to myself, what is this? But me a keep me composure, no one cops pull me over. So me never try get panic because me car full of herbs. Full of herbs. And if them catch me lot of time, me a go serve. Car full of herbs. Full of herbs. And if them catch me lot of time, me I go serve. Coming from west with a car full of ganja. Full of ganja, full of ganja. Driving so skillful, me no try make no swerve. Try make no swerve.
Try make no swerve, but as me reach up a junction, the vehicle a malfunction. Me say to myself, what is?
Fuck! What the fuck up?
Leek Summers. Kevin Gates wants President Barack Obama out of office, all right? Kevin Gates, remember? Neck tattoo, face tattoos, forehead tattoo. The guy that we should all take very fucking seriously. Kevin Gates is no stranger to controversy, especially on Instagram, because when I think controversy, I think of shit that goes down on Instagram. Like, are you fucking serious right now? The Baton Rouge, Louisiana rapper, in the past has inferred participating in incest, among other topics, often... I just want to run that back real fast for those of you who might have missed it because I'm talking and speaking too fast or who might not even have catched what incest is. So just really quickly, incest is the act of one family member sleeping with another family member. So I'll start the whole sentence over or paragraph, if I may. We got about 13 minutes left before the show needs to go bye-bye. The Baton Rouge, Louisiana rapper in the past has inferred participating in incest. I mean, do we really need to take anything else that he says seriously from this point on? I don't think so, but hey, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Among other topics, often promoting the question of whether he is actually serious about what he says on the social media site. Gates recently took to IG to voice his frustrations about the highest office in the land and the man who holds that office, Barack Obama. He stakes claim that President Barack Obama is somehow connected to the increase in urban youth violence since 2008. Niggas so stupid talking about a change gonna come, he said in a recently posted video. Since Obama been in office, I done buried one of my niggas and more family than I ever did in my life. All he did was fuck a nigga money up since he been in office. Please get this nigga out of office. After many questioned Gates' intentions and logic about what he had to say, he clarified his statement in a subsequent video posting. No money in the streets means beef. War in the streets, murder, mothers bury their children, and the crime rate rise. Kevin Gates, controversial post tying the commander-in-chief to the rising murder rates in his hometown, followed the arrest in peace tribute he made on Instagram dedicated to a recently deceased friend. Let's see if this plays. See what this fool sounds like together.
See, don't let a nigga fool you. You talking about I need a friend. No, bitch. You got too many friends that ain't really your friends, you hear me? Don't let a nigga fool you, man. See, less niggas, less problems, you hear me? I limit the niggas I fuck with. I don't get time. See.
God, can we just listen to him talk some more, please? Let's go to another video.
You're a little scary pussy bitch who ain't never been in the streets. I always talking up under my comments. No money in the streets means beef. War in the streets. Murder. You know, mothers bury their children. You hear me? The crime rate rise.
Yeah, I
don't get tired. You're a little scary.
Hold on. There's one word. There's one word. This guy.
All up under my comments.
So articulate.
Nigga, you're a whole bitch. Then you know the trip part about it is, I'ma see the nigga in public, and the nigga gonna man gaze, bro. Your new shit go hard. Gonna be a professional dick rider. I don't get tired. All up under my comments. Nigga, you're a whole bitch. Then you know the trip part about it is, I'ma see the nigga in public, and the nigga gonna man gaze, bro. Your new shit go hard. Gonna be a professional dick rider. I don't get tired.
I don't get tired. I don't know what that means, but you sound like a moron. I also don't get tired. I don't really. What does that mean? I don't know what you're saying. I can't understand you with all of your teeth that are not really teeth at this point. They're kind of just chrome. You're an idiot, first off, okay? No one's like fucking, you know. He's like talking about how, okay, if someone sees him in the street, they're going to be like, oh, man, I was just kidding or whatever. But it's like, here's the fucking really crazy part. What is your name? Kevin Gates. Like, if anyone were to actually see you in the streets, more than likely you'd have a posse that would fucking jump them or whatever the fuck it is you niggas do. Or the most likely part is you have, like, a gun. So it's like, you're not even talking about the situation in terms of mano a mano, one-on-one, let's fucking throw down right now, just, you know, straight two men going at it like fucking gentlemen. No, you're talking about some bullshit, like you, the that you can't even fucking back up the bullshit that you're talking. Like, I remember when I used to issue out challenges when I first started the show, and to you, Kevin Gates, I'll send you some posts later. See if I can't get on your skin. I get on a lot of people's skin, man. You famous motherfuckers are sensitive, dude. Fabulous, Chris Brown, Chief Keef. I can't remember the other one. But, man, you motherfuckers. You Rosenberg. Sway. I'm still cool with Sway, though. I mean, as cool as a person who doesn't remember me can be with a person who doesn't fucking care. But still, you know. But, I mean, damn, I get on you fucker's skin. I'm sure I can get on yours, too, with you. Stupid face tattoos and your throat tattoo and your forehead tattoo, because I mean, I can really take you seriously on the topic of political affairs, since you've got all the clearly the qualifications of a man who knows what the fuck he's talking about. Secondly, what? No money on the streets mean what the fuck does Obama have to do with that shit? Like, you motherfuckers are finding a way to do that shit anyway, unless you're talking about the fact that marijuana is becoming legalized in certain states and oh, fucking boo hoo, nigga. Like, get. Fuck you is what I'm trying to say, okay? Just long story short. Let's go to someone who actually means something to somebody. Immortal Technique arrested on robbery charges. And that's crazy to me. Immortal Technique was arrested March 26th, day after my birthday. That sucks. That's not a present that I ever wanted. On suspicion of assault and robbery. A robbery in connection with street vendors who were allegedly bootlegging t-shirts with his namesake. I am immediately upset with this article and frustrated. So I want to once again reread. I got like 7 minutes and I can't believe this is the truth. And that's where the fuck do I live? Like, this is the type of shit that I've been talking about. So let's start over. I want you guys to pay really close attention to what the fuck I just said. Immortal Technique was arrested Thursday, March 26th on suspicion. He was arrested on suspicion. So it's like, hey, man, we think you did it, so you're under arrest. So let's just start there and stop there and pause for a second. He was arrested on Thursday, March 26th, on suspicion of assault and robbery in connection with street vendors who were allegedly, I'll go ahead and read the article as it states, allegedly, but here's the important part, bootlegging t-shirts with his namesake. Which, by the way, why weren't they arrested? I mean, if he was arrested on suspicion
of assault and robbery, then they should have easily been arrested for suspicion of bootlegging T-shirts with the man's identity on it. So I just don't understand where the fuck, what is happening right now? According to the police report, the Harlem native was booked in Santa Ana, California. Despite the arrest, Technique, who is co-headlining the People's Champions Tour along with Talib Kweli, still performed at I don't know what the fuck that says. Which is good for him, by the way. St. Anna police also apprehended Tech's tour manager, Stephen Alexander McDaniel. Damn, y'all be giving everybody's like, oh, shit. I'm telling you. I don't know if I'm still trying to become a famous, you know, figure or whatever it is. But, I mean, damn, y'all motherfuckers. Y'all lucky. I don't give a fuck. Y'all be giving away everybody's full fucking name, address, Social Security, just be like, Stephen Alexander McDaniel, living at 1592 South Lord Left Shore Drive, Social Security number 825-06-7213. Like, goddamn, just, y'all could have just said Stephen or Mr. McDaniel. I mean, y'all websites be fucked up. The two have since posted their $50,000 bail. So, now that we're here at $50,000 bail, let's go back up to the beginning of the fucking conversation where we started with Immortal Technique, who was arrested Thursday, March 26, on suspicion and has since posted a $50,000 bail on being arrested on maybe he did some shit. That's awesome. Welcome to America. I want to thank you guys for fucking listening to today's show. This is Dutch and Royce. I don't know why I was going to say Steve and Royce. Dealing with you, Steven, Mr. McDaniel, Alexander. I'm going to give all your shit out to the fucking internet. All of it. I'm going to find you. I'm going to pay for your information online, and I'm going to just know everything about you because that's apparently some shit that you can do in this country as well. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week, right? Next week? What's next week? Yeah, next week's not the 15th, 14th. There will be no show on the 14th. That's for hot damn sure. Because there will be no equipment on the 14th. Everything will be packed in a box as I am moving. So stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. Feel free to follow me on fucking Instagram. Not Instagram. That's where fucking Kevin Dumbass is. But you can follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/DarkSideRules. DarkSeid. And I know. It's I before E except after me. Because Seid, that's my ID. You can also follow the show at It's MTN, or if you're feeling a little flirtatious, you can fucking like us on Facebook, facebook.com/It's MTN. And fuck, man, I'm going to go maybe have a good time fucking with Kevin Gates now or later and see me on Dragon Ball Z. Fuck you. You know, I'm out. Fucking, that's it. WrestleMania. It's happening. I'm going to go finish watching WrestleMania actually right now. So deal with that. And deal with it because it's going down. Basement. #GameOver.